Back on Downtown, it's time for us to talk basketball. No better place to go than to the telephone line, where standing by is our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. I was a little lost last Tuesday on vacation, not getting to talk to you, but I'm feeling better. All is right with the world now.
You know, if you want to call me on like a vacation just from the beach, you know, at 4:30 on a Tuesday, we could chat. I'll offer up that service.
All right. Now keep that in mind for next summer. That sounds like a pretty good plan. Team USA got themselves that gold. It was an interesting journey, to say the least, for Steve Kerr.
Yeah. You know, not playing Tyrese Haliburton at all, basically, and playing Jason Tatum sparingly, certainly sparked a lot of discussion. And, you know, when Steph Curry is doing what he does and LeBron and KD, it wasn't a lot of coaching necessarily that went into how they closed out the last couple of games against Serbia and France for the gold medal. That was just more Steph and LeBron and KD doing what they do best. So I'm sure Steve Kerr comes out of it from the non-Warriors fan perspective, and especially from a Celtics fan perspective, with a lot more criticism than when he went in.
But a tough situation, I would think, for any coach to be in with that abundance of talent.
Yeah, I think it's tough. Like, give him some credit here that this is a tough situation. You've got LeBron, Curry, and Durant, who are probably in their final Olympics, Curry's only Olympics. And you want to make sure that they get the full experience. This is their time. This is their opportunity. And a guy like Tatum is going to probably have at least two more cracks at it if he decides to play, maybe three. And a guy like Haliburton is going to have at least three if he wants it, if he's good enough. So you can look at those guys and say, hey, your time's coming. Don't worry about it. But it's still difficult because Tatum, coming off the championship, he could have spent time, you know, working on his own game, could have spent time celebrating. He welcomed another child, so he could have been spending more time with the newborn baby. So there are a lot of sacrifices that are being made all across the board that, when you look at it and you look at the caliber of these players, you say, well, everybody should have an opportunity to play. Coaches in the past have made it so everybody has played. But at the same time, the competition is better than ever. These guys, France, Germany, Canada, Serbia, all of these teams are so good that you have to consider a lot. You can't just roll any five guys out there. You have to see who's playing well, and they rolled with lineups that worked, right? They won. So as much criticism as he might get, they won. They won gold. And that's the most important thing.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, yeah, and if you're Jason Tatum, you show up fresh off an NBA championship and all that acclaim, but it's a reminder, as you pointed out on both the podcast and on Boston Sports Journal, of the mantra of Joe Mazzulla, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it really is a great reminder. It's almost better for Celtics fans that this happened because you hear some former players out there on their podcasts talking, and they're like, this, you know, Team USA just basically created a dynasty. The Celtics are going to go out there and use this as motivation. Tatum and Brown are going to use this as motivation. Brown got shut out completely. Tatum was invited and then got shut out mostly. But it is a lesson. It's a hard lesson to learn, especially after that feeling of, oh my God, we did it. We made it through. Now we can shut everybody up, and immediately the voices start up again because either people are wondering why he's not playing or people defending the fact that he's not playing, saying he wasn't shooting well. And it all starts up right away again. It's like, did anything I do matter? And that's where the Joe Mazzulla voice comes in and goes, nobody cares. Nobody cares what you did. Nobody. After a couple of weeks, it's time to win a gold medal, and nobody cares about your championship. That doesn't mean anything. And sometimes you gotta get smacked in the face with reality, and that's kind of what happened to Jason Tatum. and he has to process that and use that moving forward. And maybe it's motivation, but mostly it's the understanding that whatever you've accomplished is nice, but when it comes time to moving forward, there's no lifetime achievement award. You can't just walk in there and expect something. You got to go earn it. And if that's the lesson that he takes away from it, then that's a great lesson from a Celtics perspective.
And does that carry over into the season as well? Do other teams in the league have that same approach that hey, they don't care what you did last season. That was then, this is now.
Yeah, I mean, every team's going to be gunning for the Celtics. Every team's going to look at the Celtics and be like, whatever. Like, yeah, you want to knock those guys down a peg, and you want to make their road as hard as possible. The Knicks on opening night are going to want to spoil that. Like, that, every game against the Celtics now is going to be motivation, and they are not going to care. No one's going to walk in there and, you know, bow, you know, on bended knee to the Celtics and the champs. No one's going to be afraid of these guys coming in there and being like the you know, the big bad Celtics. They're just sitting there trying to beat Boston. I think the nobody cares thing is one of the most accurate things that Joe Mazzulla has said.
So coming into the season, and you talked about this on the podcast, what impact can aging have on this Celtics roster that is pretty much intact from a championship season?
Yeah, well, that's the Al Horford question, right?
Mm.
And to some degree, Drew Holiday, you know, and these guys both, you do have to watch what Holiday is doing minutes wise, because he's over 30, and you just can't just push. Like, you got to make sure that he has time to rest. He's going to need a little bit more extra time. And Al Horford, that question is going to be an interesting one, because the Celtics are already going to be down Porzingis for the first few months of the season. He may not even show up at, you know, in the 2024 portion of this upcoming schedule. So the effect of aging on Al Horford, if he's not as effective, even if they do limit his minutes, if he's not as effective, then you have to rely on Luke Kornet and Nemhaja Kadar and Xavier Tillman as your three backup centers, or your three rotation centers, if Horford can't get the job done. And if that's the case, if aging finally catches up to Horford, that really impacts the Celtics offensively, because if Horford's not effective, you got three non-shooters who are on the floor, and if you've got three non-shooters at the center spot, then you can help off of those guys, and now you can defend Tatum and Brown and all these other guys more effectively. So you really need to make sure that Horford comes in and is effective, and that may mean limiting his minutes and making sure that he stays healthy throughout the course of the season. It's going to be an interesting balance. That's going to be one of the biggest questions this upcoming season.
Check out John's work, as always, Boston Sports Journal. Listen to Locked On Celtics. Subscribe if you want to do the right thing. And get your hands on John's book, commemorating the championship season, Built Different, the Boston Celtics' historic run to the 2024 NBA championship. You can order at triumphbooks.com/Celtics win. John, great talking with you as always. We look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you then.
John Corrales, every Tuesday here on Downtown.